Thanks for being with us. When was the last time you looked over your credit card and bank account statements? Making sure charges are accurate is an important function. As one expert says, if you have time to check Facebook and Instagram 10 times a day, you have plenty of time to do a thorough check of your financial accounts. Here's Kelly Grant, senior editor at Grow. Kelly, what do you recommend?
Well, it's one of those simple tasks that people should be doing, but a lot of us still fall by the wayside on. You want to be looking over your credit card statements and your bank account statements every single month to make sure that you're not missing something that could be really bad for your financial situation.
Typical scenario, it comes in the mail, you open it, you look at when it's due and what is due, and you pay it,
right? Exactly.
Instead of combing
and
over
there
it,
can
yeah.
be a lot within there where, I mean, the total may seem normal to you, but then when you really examine some of these individual charges, you'll find something that doesn't quite match up or that really is something that you shouldn't have spent money on.
All right, so like what could be there?
One of the big ones that we've been calling out a lot as we go through this money makeover challenge here at Grow is recurring charges, things like subscriptions. The average family spends, it's close to $240 a month on all sorts of different subscription services, but most are actually underestimating how much they spend. And sometimes these can be fairly small things, you know, cloud storage, something like that can be like $1, $2 a month, something like that. So it really pays to comb through your statements and make sure that you're not still paying for something that you really don't use and has just become kind of a, you know, routine part of your bill, so you don't think about paying it.
Yeah. Boy, $237 a month. Is that addition to like cable TV? These are additional services?
That's a lot of it ends up being, it's a full range. So some people, okay. You know, that does include, you know, it's mostly probably at that point cable or cell phone services.
Yeah.
But it also is going to be things like subscription boxes and streaming services, yeah. All sorts of different things that you might pay for. You know, and the other thing to think about in this category too is if you've already canceled a membership, sometimes there can be what they call zombie charges where, you know, you've canceled, but the service still continues to charge you.
Right.
So that's another reason to really take a close look, especially if you've recently taken action on this to make sure they actually did stop charging you.
It's amazing what we pay for these days that we did not have growing up, and yet we still somehow survived. Right?
Somehow,
cell phones
somehow.
Or Hulu or Netflix, something like that. What else can show up there?
Suspicious charges, certainly something for people to keep an eye out for. I mean, we all like to think we would easily spot this. You know, it's the $500 electronic store shopping spree, that sort of thing. But there was actually a 2017 Federal Trade Commission study that looked at how thieves use some of this stolen data from breaches. And they found that a lot of the initial charges where they're testing to see if the card is good would be even under $1. So sometimes you'll spot that, and that can be a really good warning sign. You catch that early, it can save you a whole lot of headache down the line from some suspicious charges that might go through or other types of fraud that could be perpetuated.
Mm. We're speaking with Kelly Grant, senior editor at Acorns Plus CNBC. She's written a piece entitled Five Red Flags to Watch Out For on Your Financial Statements. You mentioned two spending habits.
Spending habits, certainly, you know, anytime you're going through these statements, it's a nice way to take a look and go, like, what did I spend my money on this month? You know, it can really help you check some of the habits that you have and, you know, see some areas where, you know, maybe there was a bill that crept up that you didn't notice, or, you know, you really took a look and went, like, wow, I spent a lot of money in this particular category this month. What was different there? How can I, you know, keep that in check going forward?
Yeah. I looked once because the bank offers that, and the breakdown on debit charges from restaurants, I thought, my goodness, look at this pattern for the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This we need to cut this back.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Tip number five, too, red flag to look out for, payment information box. This is a good one that they've started doing, a few years ago.
Yes, this was part of some legislation that went through, and you'll see this on your credit card. It's basically the details for your statement. If you only paid the minimum payment, how long would it take you to zero out that debt, and how much in interest would you pay? And that can be really eye-opening for somebody who's struggling with how much they're spending and if they can pay off the balance in full, you know, to just look at this and realize that, you know, you could be spending years paying this off if you made only the minimum. Nice incentive to either, you know, reassess your payment there or just to think about as another day's worth of tasks to come up with a better debt payoff plan that works for you.
Thanks, Kelly. Kelly Grant, senior editor at Grow, also Acorns Plus CNBC.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.